This is the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Baseline to Baseline Show on ESPN 95.3. Stay tuned for scores and analysis on games taking place across the Tennessee Valley and interviews with local coaches. Are you ready to take it baseline to baseline? Here are your hosts, Greg Larner and KJ Simpson.
Happy New Year and welcome to 2023 here on Baseline to Baseline, the high school basketball show here for the Tennessee Valley surrounding Northwest Georgia areas. Greg Larner, KJ Simpson in the building with you today until 3 o'clock. KJ, how would it do, my man? Happy New Year and welcome to 2023.
Man, I'm happy to be here, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing well. And, you know, just to start the show off, I know it's a different type of day today, obviously, dealing with the DeMar Hamlin situation. And we talked about it on The Word with G. But if anything pops off in terms of any breaking news, KJ and I will kind of interrupt our show here to talk about that. Because obviously that's first and foremost on all of our minds in the sports world and in life in general.
Absolutely. There are far more important things than basketball, football, and that is a human life.
Yeah, absolutely. And a 24-year-old human life and who made a tackle last night and it didn't
seem like
it was anything crazy and just a blunt force trauma to the chest during the cardiac cycle and went into cardiac arrest. And thank God that they had the medical professionals there and were able to resuscitate him and get the heartbeat going again. And
scary. I mean, Twitter was on fire speculating, and I don't like to speculate in situations like that, what it could be, what it could have been, what could have caused it, because in reality, we don't know, like, one thing or one thing leading to another, but I think a blow to the heart, you know, that force and that close of contact would definitely do something like that. And so, you know, speculating what it was, what it could have been, yeah, it's not good.
But no.
I'm glad he's, like, you know, and his vitals are stable. That's also really good. So, I mean, football is a dangerous game. But, yeah, that was bleak.
Thoughts and prayers to him and his family at this obviously very difficult time that they're going through. But let's get into our show here from 2 to 3 o'clock. We'll be with you. And coming up on the show today, we've got a couple of guests. And joining us at 2:20 is going to be Randy Evans. He is the head basketball coach and athletic director at Chattanooga. With the Chattanooga Patriots?
Yeah, like a homeschool team.
They are a homeschool team, very, you know, different. We got a message from him on our Facebook and wanted to kind of jump on and tell a little bit about his program. And I love it. I'm glad that we're able to do it. And I'm going to be honest with you, last year I refereed one of their games in which they were playing in some sort of tournament. And I remember them, I think they played Macaulay.
Eesh.
Yeah, they got beat up pretty good by Dave, Big Dave.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it's so tough with me, homeschool kids. I mean, you can only imagine that, like...
You can only imagine.
He's doing, I mean, dealing with what you have. I mean, making the best of what you got.
Yeah, hey, that's so all far, any of us can do, KJ.
That's all any of us can do.
We can do the best with what we got.
But they've won 8 games this season. So, shout out to the Patriots.
Yeah, they have done well so far, and we're going to talk to Randy Evans about that coming up at 2:20. And then Trey High will join us, the East Ridge head basketball coach, at 2:40 today. So we've got a couple of great guests for you here on Baseline to Baseline, and so stick with us for the next hour. We're going to break into a lot of different basketball. The Best of Preps tournament just finished over the holiday and during this last week.
Yeah, holiday.
Did you get a chance to go see any of the action? Did you take anything in? What were your takeaways if you did?
Yeah, I mean, Baylor's obviously champions. The boys.
Obviously,
tonight.
I didn't know that. Talk to me.
Sorry, man. My bad, man.
Talk to me.
Baylor was champions, and they look pretty good. I think they're definitely putting it together. You know, they're putting their pieces together, as we talked about earlier in the season. They started off really slow, but gosh, Zane is good. Zane Ristelli is good. I mean, in the final game, he had foul trouble, so didn't get to see much of him. But I mean, on the Twitter clips, if, like, you go on Patrick McCoon's Twitter or just see, like, the videos of him scoring, like, You got ooh, ah, like the oohs and the ahs of him making moves or like the crowd when they're playing Tyner is just really wild. And it's just like he literally had the crowd in the palm of his hand. Like with every move that he's doing, like step back, cross, tween tween. I mean, he looked good.
Can you explain what a tween tween is?
Oh, sorry. A tween is between the legs. And so, you know, when you put it back between the legs, you know, tween, tween, back to forth.
So you're back and forth between the legs.
Yeah, back all and forth, right, tween, cool, tween, step back. Something I used to do back in my day.
Back when?
You know, back in my day, like the 90s.
You mean like the 2000s?
Nah, man.
You were born in 2000.
My old head. We're like the same age. But no, man, the Baylor look good. They all look good. Really by committee that last game they won, and because foul trouble.
Who'd they beat?
They beat McCauley.
That's a big deal.
Big deal.
That's a big deal. I mean, the football game was almost as high scoring as this game was. The football game was 31-27 in favor of Baylor, and then this one was 45-35 in favor of McCauley, or in favor of Baylor.
Barn burner.
Both of these teams, you know, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, both these teams have kind of been struggling to get out of the gate here, so even though McCauley lost, still good on them to get themselves to the championship game, and obviously better than Baylor that they won it.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like in high school basketball, you just don't see a lot of scores that say 45-35. I mean, especially in today's time where everyone shoots the ball, everyone shoots threes now, and so, I mean, and the scoring is at a rapid pace, more than it's ever been, and especially in today's pace, where it's just like, rebound, go. Rebound, go. No one sets up, like, in sets, half-court sets like that. Everybody just wants to catch the ball at the rebound and just push it up the court. I mean, which you should because you get an advantage, but no one seems to do that. And 45-35 is just a struggle right there. But it tells me something about Baylor's defense. If I read that Nazaia Whaley was hurt, one of their good players, and, you know, Zane Ristelli had foul trouble, Evan Haney had foul trouble. Those are three, like, big key pieces for that team as they, you know, formulate their offense. But, I mean, you know, that means just players stepped up. Role players play their role, and they got the job done and played really good defense.
Yeah, they certainly did. And for McCauley, Colin Clarity topped them with 16 points, 16 of the 35. My man scored nearly half their points. That tells you how good Colin Clarity is.
Yeah, he's a bucket.
He is certainly a bucket. Third place game, Tyner beat Brainerd. In this one, the Rams overcame a 14-point deficit at halftime to win the game 48-46. Tyner players Rodney Henderson had 15 of his 17 in the second half. That's big.
Yeah.
Tyner senior guard
Nehemiah
Bloodsaw.
Nice name.
Bloodsaw helped lead the comeback with 16 of his 19 in the second half as well. I mean, that's a ton of scoring from those two guys in the second half. My gosh. I mean, what was the halftime score, I wonder? Both those guys had combined had 31 points in the second half.
Oh, I'll look it up. Don't worry. I'll get back to you.
Tyner only scored 48 points. My gosh. Crazy.
31-17 at halftime.
Oof. Yikes.
They were down by 14.
Yikes.
And so they just fed those guys the ball, and it just got to work.
That's it. And sometimes that's what you got to do. Just let your best players cook.
Yeah.
For Brainerd, Trey Shaw led the way with 14 points. The fifth place game, East Hamilton, and we've got East Ridge, not East Hamilton. Andy Webb, East Hamilton. They beat Howard 66-53 for East Ham. Juan Bullard and Caden Herman both had 17 points apiece, and Ashton Munson had 15 points in this game for Howard. Naquise Thomas scored a game high 20 points, and then in seventh place, LFO beat Signal Mountain 64-57. Sophomore guard Chris Kennedy had 29 of his career high 33 points in the second half. Kennedy made 5 of his 8 three-pointers in the fourth quarter. Wow, just chucking those things.
Yeah, he was they're like a pop a shot out there. It's just
from the hip.
Yeah. 5 threes in the fourth quarter. That's amazing.
It's pretty remarkable what he was able to do, and it's good that they have all these seventh, third place games. It just gives the kids more of an opportunity to play, and that's really what it's about.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone wants to get seen. That's where they get seen, especially like in high school, one-and-done tournaments are just, unless it's like state, like region. And I'm like, why are you doing that? I mean, it should be consolation. You know, make it worthwhile. I mean, because everyone wants to play for something, and the girls got in too. LFO Lady Warriors are your best of prep girl winners, as Christina Collins scored 26 points to lead that LFO team, as their Lady Warriors forced 19 turnovers against Baylor. And LFO wow. girls are currently 13-0. So they
How about
are
that Lake View Fort Oglethorpe.
Look at you.
I got it.
Look at you.
I got it. We played ESPN. We did our shootout with our ESPN Chattanooga shootout with LFO last year.
Oh, really? How'd that go? Did you?
It was good. It was good. I didn't win, but I think I got beat pretty bad the first game, and then I hung with the next kid in the second game. I don't remember who exactly I played with. But
let's bring that back so I can show my jumper out.
Yeah. Shoot. Why not? Why not? It's probably pretty bad, so I probably would be the one doing it. You'd probably be filming.
I'd probably be carrying. But no, you know, Christina Collins was the MVP of the tournament for the girls on the girls' side, and Zane Rostelli obviously was MVP for the boys' tournament. But LFO, the girls are they? Hey, 13-0.
They are them.
They them.
As the they as them. The kids would say these days.
They are definitely them. The third place game, Signal Mountain got beat by East Hamilton. I mean, Signal Mountain beat East Hamilton 61-44. Fifth place game, Meigs County beat the Lady Rams of Tyner 67-30. In the seventh place game, GPS beat Brainerd 53-29. And like we said, Christina Collins was the MVP of the girls' tournament. Her sister, Kristen Collins, was also our all-tournament team. This is like, you know, when you in the end of the tournament,
mm-hmm.
you got all-tournament team. Christina Collins, MVP.
Christina and Kristen, yeah. Both with C's.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that's a whole family of, yeah. like, Collins. You have to see I can't remember, but the head coach of Chat Prep is, like, in the family, too. Chris Collins, and so it's just, like, a whole bunch of Collins.
A lot of C's.
Yeah, a lot of C's. Angel Simmons from Baylor. Bella White, Hadley Wharton, Sloan Watson from Signal Mountain, Cassidy Paulson, Carly Lauro from East Hamilton. Lowry, from East Hamilton, and Naya McGee, and then from Meigs County, Callie Lawson.
Yeah, that was your girls' all-tournament team and the boys' all-tournament team. As KJ mentioned, Zane Rostelli from Baylor is your MVP. Evan Haney, Jack Sutters. And then from Macaulay, you had Parker Robinson, Colin Clarity, Guillaume Bogert. Mm. And then from Tyner, you had Namaya Bloodsaw, Rodney Henderson. From Brainerd, Boo Carter. And from East Hamilton, Juan Bullard. That was your best of preps all-tournament team for sure. Let's just go quickly into some records. As it sits right now for some of the teams, Red Bank sits at 8-7. They finally got themselves up over 500, so shout out to Red Bank. East Ham is over 500. They're 7-4. The Purple Pounders struggling a little bit at 4-10. Signal Mountain at 8-6. Saudi Daisy at 8-3. East Ridge, Trey High, we'll talk to him here in about 2:40. They're 4-5. They're struggling a little bit here to begin the season. Hickson 0-8. Tyner 6-2. Brainerd 6-2. Polk County 7-4. CASAS 9-3.
Yeah, CSAS 9-3, Marion County 4-7, McMahon County 5-2, Cleveland 8-2, Bradley Central 8-2, Howard 1-8, Walker Valley 9-2, Ottawa 0-8. Dang, Ottawa, I'm pushing for you. I really am. I really am pushing for you. Ray County 10-7, Chat Christian 7-4, Macaulay 5-6.
Baylor's got to be better than 2-4, no?
Yeah, I think they are, but let me see off of...
I'll go look. You keep going.
All right. Cool. I think they're like three. I think they're better than that. Yeah, for sure. Silverdale, 5-7. Boyd Buchanan, 10-3. Grace Baptist, 4-1. Notre Dame, 6-5. Chat Prep, 11-2. And also, you know, it is harder to find these records because it's harder to keep up with this more than it is football, because there's like 5 games a week for some of these teams, it seems like. And so that is also another reason. Copper Basin 0-11, Lookout Valley 0-6, Sell Creek 2-12, South Pittsburgh 9-4, Bledsoe County 5-2, Quatchie County 3-9.
So I'm seeing 4-4 on Coach T for okay. Baylor.
Nice.
As it sits right now.
That makes sense.
I don't know where you ended off because I was just busy looking that up.
Tryon.
There it is. Tryon is 5-2. North Murray 9-0. Gordon Lee 4-6. Lafayette 5-3. Ridgeland 4-9. Adairsville 7-4. LFO 6-6. Dalton off to a good start this season at 9-1. Ringgold 3-9. Cahulla.
Yep.
Creek 2-7. Christian Heritage 7-0. They're off to a good start. Heritage 5-5. Northwest Whitfield 5-3. And Southeast Whitfield 3-6 at this point. So there is the latest on all of the games that are going on and games that went on this past weekend. We'll get into a little bit more of a regular schedule here now that the holidays have come and gone. We're into the new year. This is when basketball will really start to pick up and get more on a regular schedule. And obviously, we'll try to keep those standings updated and the records updated and the scores and all that. And we'll bring those to you every Tuesday and Thursday right here on Baseline to Baseline, the high school basketball show here on ESPN Chattanooga. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Randy Evans. No, not that Randy Evans. This Randy Evans of Chattanooga, the Chattanooga Patriots, the homeschool team. He'll join us coming up next. We'll get a little thoughts on how he got to where he is in terms of coaching this team, his team so far this year, a couple key players to watch out for this year, and much more. Come on back. This is the Baseline to Baseline Show. He's KJ. I'm G. We'll be back after this on ESPN 95.3.
Baseline to Baseline, the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Show, airs every Tuesday and Thursday this season from 2 to 3 p.m. on ESPN 95.3. Now back to the studio in beautiful downtown Chattanooga. Here are your hosts, Greg Larnard and KJ Simpson.
Welcome back to the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show, exclusively here on ESPN Chattanooga. He's KJ Simpson. I'm Greg Larnard. We're with you until 3 o'clock. And this is typically the time in which we head to the phone lines, and we get a chance to hear from one of the coaches around the area. This week, we are going to be joined by a man who coaches, not only coaches, but also is the athletic director of the Chattanooga Patriots. They are a homeschool athletic organization here in Chattanooga. He is Randy Evans, and he joins us now here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show here on ESPN Chattanooga. Randy, Coach, what's up? Welcome in.
Man, how you doing? Y'all doing all right?
If we were any better, we'd be you, my friend.
Oh, well, we're ready to get this new year rolling and excited for some more basketball.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, before we get into your team and the ins and outs of what you guys have done so far this season, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get this opportunity? Tell us a little bit about your basketball background and how you ended up becoming the head coach and athletic director there with the Chattanooga Patriots.
I grew up in Sale Creek, played basketball at Sale Creek, and then moved on to Bryan College, played basketball there for 4 years. And then through various stops in the Chattanooga area, I coached at Cleveland Middle School for 9 years. And then was at Cleveland State assistant basketball coach for a couple of years. Knoxville Christian, we had a pretty powerful, almost in like an international mix type team up there for a year. And then, I got to where I was beginning to miss my kids' lives and sports events. I was driving to one gymnasium, and they were playing in another gym. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I love this. This is great. I'm changing lives through this game. But in the end, the most important lives I've got to change are my kids' lives. And so started focusing on coaching them. I'd coach them all through elementary school or even, different leagues, whether it's AAU or YMCA or younger middle school. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get into another career and coach my kids. And then so we joined the Patriots at the middle school level. And I was kind of an assistant coach to a dad who was already there. And he did a great job, had a fun year. And then, the athletic director, Janelle, Bontico, she was just ready to be a grandma. Mm-hmm. And, I had been an AD up in Knoxville. And so she was like, hey, would you consider, stepping in and doing this? And so, things worked out. Timing wise for coaching changes and all that, it just all kind of happened all at once. And so now we've got this athletic organization for homeschool athletes in the Chattanooga area, and I'm kind of in charge of it right now.
Wow, that's really cool. Again, Randy Evans, our guest here on the Baseline to Baseline show. Tell us a little bit more about the homeschool athletic organization. How do you guys go about getting kids? Are there a lot of homeschool kids in this area? I can't imagine like there's as much as a normal enrollment within a normal high school or anything like that. But I also coach a kid on a baseball team that I coach, an 11U AAU select ball team that is homeschooled. So I do know that there are kids within the area. And obviously you have enough to field a pretty darn good basketball team because you guys are 8-6. Tell us a little bit about this homeschool organization.
So we've got multiple sports. We've got a great. We've got volleyball, baseball, basketball. We've got soccer. We've got a fishing team, actually.
Nice.
Track, cross country. I'm trying to think if that's all I've just off the top of my head there. But we've got rough 500 or 600 athletes in the area that are constantly playing. We've got a great schedule. We at the basketball level, we have we were in a homeschool conference, and it's a great conference. It's very competitive, but at the end of the day, it was a lot of travel. The conference kind of spread from Huntsville to Bowling Green, and it was just a lot of travel, a lot of expense. You know, homeschool families are a lot of times single income families, or mom is doing extra things on the side while teaching the kids, and so we just made the decision to kind of pull out of that conference and play as many Chattanooga area TSSAA and schools in the area. So we've got just a competitive schedule. A couple other teams that I missed. We've got a cheer team. We on and off, we've got a golf team sometimes. We're actually trying to get that started, working on wrestling right now. Nice. We got a guy who's really trying to get our wrestling program off the ground. And so that's one of the newest, additions to our athletic program. So we've got a full on athletic program, that a lot of people know about, then a lot of people don't know about, It's a great organization for an opportunity for kids who and families who say, hey, I want to homeschool.
Yeah.
Nothing against – and most of us actually aren't against public school, anything like that. It's just that that's our choice to homeschool. We've decided to do that. We enjoy the relationships that we have with, the schools in the area and TSSAA. So.
Again, we're hanging with Randy Evans here of the Chattanooga Patriots. And, this might be a silly question, but as a homeschool organization, I have to know, where do you guys practice? Where do you play your home games?
We practice on Hickory Valley Road. It's where, a lot of people know about Hamilton Heights. That's where Hamilton Heights used to have their gymnasium. And they've moved to another location. But we're right there on Hickory Valley Road. It's where we play our home games as well. It's just a great location right in the heart of kind of, the Hamilton Place area for us to draw teams in and make things happen for our basketball program.
Love it. All right, tell me a little bit about this squad you guys have going on right now. You guys are 6-8. You got wins against South Pitt, East Ridge, Lookout Valley, Ridgeland, Howard, Dade County. And I apologize if we got the record wrong. Did we get the record right? Because it's right.
It's 8. You know, you said it's fine. 8-6. Yeah. Yep. We've had a great season so far. You know, man, you look at the 6 losses. You know, we Signal Mountain was a winnable game. Chat Prep, we were actually up at our place, up 9 or so, and then through various things that happened, we ended up losing that game. Body Daisy was a great game. It was a 2-point game that we lost to them, but just a great atmosphere to have in our gymnasium. We actually have them coming up this Thursday. Ray County, and for us, you know, we look at certain things like, yes, we want to compete, we want to win. And it's nice to have more W's in that left-hand column. But, you know, when you're playing schools like Ray County, we were beating Ray County, and this is a tough one, by 1 point with 48 seconds left. And then just a couple things happened, and it went their way, you know. And we were able to beat Howard and Dade County. And so, you know, for us and myself, I've coached in college, played in college, and then, you know, we've got kids that are recruitable, and that can play at that next level. And so who we play, win or lose, matters, I think. You know, a lot of times, and this is just the nature of the beast, when coaches are asking about players or whatever, they'll say, or even other people in the area, they're like, oh, homeschooled, okay. Well, are y'all good for a homeschool? I'm like, well, yeah, schedule us, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're a lot of times we're the last to get scheduled, and then the first to get dropped, just because of how the nature of being in districts and conferences and all that kind of stuff. We're not in a district or a conference, and so, you know, sometimes our schedule has to fluctuate a little bit because we'll add games or we'll lose some games later because of, you know, maybe a conference team had a weather related issue, snow or ice or something like that, and we're the first to get bumped, you know, and so. It is a bit of a challenge for us to continually get consistent teams year in, year out. Like, for example, I mean, I started working on our schedule in February, and, you know, by November, mid-November, I got it finished, you know. So it's just kind of one of those things that we have to kind of really work hard to have a great schedule and so on. So, but, you know, we reach out to college coaches about our players. We try to get guys in front of people. But I think the best way to do that is to play good competition, win or lose. And that's what the decision we've tried to make here, you know, this year especially, is let's see if we can start playing some of the best in the area.
So, Coach, how long have you been coaching at the school exactly?
This is my 3rd year as the head coach of the boys. My first year, I was head coach of boys and girls. And actually, our girls team and our boys team, our first year, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Fort Bluff, National Association of Christian Athletics, but they have a national private school / homeschool tournament. And so our first year, we won that tournament. And they have different divisions, but Division III, boys and girls in the same night. So that was kind of a busy night for old coach here, but it was awesome. Last year, we were 3rd or 4th place, and then the year before, like 3rd or 4th place. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. Just was trying to give y'all some things. You know, that our end of season tournaments are, you know, either homeschool end of season tournament somewhere, or a tournament like NACA. There's East Coast Nationals, which is a complete homeschool only tournament. And in the homeschool world, I mean, it's a really big deal. I mean, if we were to, you know, kind of do certain things, we could go to St. Louis for the homeschool national tournament. East Coast Nationals is also another homeschool national tournament. So there's a lot of opportunity for us to have season ending opportunities. It's just there's a lot of factors that go into doing that, you know, work schedules or time or money and all that kind of stuff. So.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, we have time for one more, and just quick, because we only have about 2 or 3 minutes left with you here. But I just wanted to get to know some of your players. Give us a rundown of your team, who's playing well, of the guys that you have on your squad.
Yeah, so obviously, I'm a dad slash coach. I always tell people I was a coach before I was a dad, so I don't do the daddy ball thing. But my son, McGuire Evans, he's having a great season so far. He's averaging about 13.5 points, roughly five assists per game, which is, that's not easy to do, he's one that gets face guarded every single night, because he plays in for an Under Armour team up in Knoxville, B-Mays. A lot of people see him on social media and stuff like that, or Facebook, or just hear about him through recruiting, scouting reports or whatever. So he has a tough night every single night. Jonathan Swanson is a guard that's been with the Patriots, I think, since middle school, even elementary. But he's been there for a long time. He's averaging about 17.5 points per game, having a great year. He's kind of, he was out early on in the season, so that really it hurt us a little bit, because McGuire was getting face guarded even more. But he had found out right as we started the season that he was had some health issues, and so he had to work through those things, and now that he's back, it's really helped spread the load as far as not just having one or two guys that can score. We've got two guys averaging double digits in points. And then a couple that are right there behind, 9 and 8. And that's kind of what you want. You don't want to just have one guy, scoring a bunch of points. You get three or four guys, a couple averaging double digits, a couple averaging 9 or 10. Same thing with, some rebounds. But Boss Hosier and Logan Thompson have had great seasons for us. Brady Daniel has come back with us. Ryan Swanson is a 6'7" freshman for us.
Wow.
That's Jonathan Swanson's younger brother, 6'7" freshman who is, he's fantastic. He's learning how to play the game, learning how to get with his body and all this. But, for a guy that's, 6'7", 14, 15 years old, that's pretty fun to kind of see what the future's going to hold. Jaden Hall, our point guard, having a great season, just taking care of the ball, running their offense. I'm trying to think if I missed anyone there. Banks Hosier, Boss's brother. We've got good guys that know how to play the game. It's not like, let's put it this way. People don't schedule us on senior nights anymore.
That's right. That's good. That's what you're looking for.
But, and I've got, assistant coaches. My assistant coaches, Wayne Burkhead's been there since the Patriots' inception. And Nate Burkhead, his son, is my assistant coach also. So they've been there with the Patriots organization a long time. And so it's a pretty good culture, man. It's awesome. People are trying to, beginning to buy into what we're trying to do and having competitive seasons, win or lose. How do we stack up against the Chattanooga area region and then go from there? So.
Love it. Randy Evans has been our guest, obviously, again. He is the head boys basketball coach for the Chattanooga Patriots, along with the athletic director as well. And based on the schedule I'm seeing here, you guys play Saudi Daisy coming up on Thursday?
Yeah, we actually got three games in a row coming up. We've got Saudi, at Saudi, and then
that's right.
We've got
Georgia Force.
Georgia Force. And then Knoxville Ambassadors, and then we get right back into just some tough games. We go into we got to go to Knoxville for Apostolic, who's got several great players. Then we go back with Chat Prep, Hickson, Ootawah, Sequatchie County, Chattanooga Christian. So, we may try to add a couple games because, again, sometimes we get dropped here late. But, it's one of those things that no matter what the two columns, the win-loss columns look like, we're trying to have a competitive organization where, we can be respected in the area. And I think we're getting to that point. A lot of people talk about us now, so that's good.
Absolutely. Well, happy to have you on here. I'm glad we got the chance to spread the Chattanooga Patriots wealth. And, Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll talk to you down the line.
Hey, have a good one. Thanks for having me on.
You as well. There he goes, Randy Evans, right here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show. When we come back, we will talk to Trey High of East Ridge here on Baseline to Baseline. He's KJ. I'm Greg. Be back after this.
This is the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Baseline to Baseline Show on ESPN 95.3. Tune in every week this season from 2 to 3 p.m. for analysis on high school basketball matchups and players from across the Tennessee Valley. back to the ESPN Chattanooga studios. Here's Greg Larned and KJ Simpson.
Let's roll. We're back here on Baseline to Baseline, the high school basketball show. And without further ado, let's head it to the phone lines and be joined by our next guest. He's a good friend of mine, and he is one of the best basketball coaches in this area. He's had a lot of success at East Ridge since he's been here, getting that program back to prominence. He's starting, this is his fourth season here at East Ridge High School. Joining us now is Trey High on the Baseline to Baseline show. Coach, welcome in. What's going on, my man?
How you doing, man?
I am good, my friend. I'm good. Happy to have you with us. And first and foremost, let's just kind of go into you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your basketball background and how you ended up here at East Ridge.
Well, I started out at Brainerd High School. I was there for coaching with my uncle, Robert High, for 14 years. Then I left Brainerd and went to Boyd Buchanan for one season. I was there the 2013-2014 season. Then I left, and I was at Hamilton Heights for 5 years. And after I left Hamilton Heights, I came here to East Ridge High School.
Very nice. And you've done some really nice things since you've been at East Ridge. As you kind of alluded to me when we were talking about, I emailed you about or texted you about your seasons and get some more information on your team. And it was a little bit rough sledding when you first took this job. You guys were 3-22, then 5-12 in the COVID-shortened season. And then last year, you guys got to 19-11. Tell me a little bit about what the challenge was like taking on this program and kind of building it back up to where you guys have kind of gotten it now.
Well, when I first got here, the year before I got here, Coach Goddard, John Goddard, he's our girls' assistant coach now, mm-hmm. he had 12 seniors. And so then the JV program that he had, they weren't very successful, so we had to rebuild it from the ground up. And I got, right now, I have one kid that was on my team my first year. That's Tyree Smith. He's been here through the thick and thin, and he's seen it through. I was lucky he didn't leave me. I thought for a minute that he was going to leave and go somewhere else, but it's been a blessing to have him here for the last 4 years.
Again, we're hanging with Trey High, East Ridge head basketball coach. You just mentioned Tyree Smith, who's one of the players you mentioned to us. But tell us a little bit about some of the other players that we kind of should be watching out for and who's played well for you guys so far this year. Who are the catalysts for your team?
Sonny Jackson is a sophomore, 6'2" sophomore. He plays the forward spot for us and some guard. He's plays the guard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Caden Harris is also our point guard here. I mean, he's quick as lightning, you know, but he's decision making skills sometimes are, you know, not the best. But I mean, we're working on him.
Mm-hmm. Who are some other guys that have been good for you? Tell us a little bit more about Tyree Smith. Tell us a little bit about maybe some other guys that have played well for you.
Oh, well, this year Tyree Smith is by far our best player. He's averaging right now, right at like 24.5 points a game.
Wow.
Right at 8 rebounds as well. And I mean, like I said, he's our best player by far. Hassani Jackson, again, he's a sophomore, 6'2" sophomore. He's averaging like right at 11 rebounds for us right now. Also, he's averaging a double-double. He's like averaging 12 points and 11 rebounds. Kadeon Harris is our point guard. He's averaging, I told him the other night, it's crazy. We played Knox Karnes in the Christmas tournament last week, and I told him, I said, boy, you were three rebounds short from a triple-double with turnovers and points and, you know, just giving him a hard time,
yeah.
But he's also one of the better players for us. Now we are small, like we are very small. Mm-hmm. We don't got it. Most of our kids are guards. We have some kids that play in the post. You know, we have a kid. He's a thicker kid. He's about 6'1". His name is Jack Matherly. He's new to us. He came to us from Ivy Academy. So we really expecting big things out of him. He was a surprise when he walked through the door. He was a surprise to us. And he's also averaging about like 8 points and like 8 rebounds. So it's really good for us. He's been really good for us.
Awesome. Again, Trey High is our guest here, East Ridge head basketball coach here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show. You mentioned Tyree Smith is your best player. What makes him so good? What about his game separates him from other guys and allows him to do what he does in terms of putting the ball in the basket?
Well, the thing about Tyree is when he started here, he was one of those kids that was just a gym rat.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to get better. And by him wanting to get better, he was in his gym every day, all day. I had to put him out. I would find myself taking him home every day because he didn't want to go anywhere. And he has put the work in. He came earlier today. We started practicing at 2. He got here by 12:30, and he had his own workout before we even started practicing. So that's what separates him from, you know, the rest of our kids. But I mean, his attitude, he did have an attitude in the past. And he was telling me, Coach, I don't have an attitude towards you. I just want to win. Yeah. I just want to win. And it was a struggle early because, like you said, we were 3-22, 5-12. And, you know, after last year, it started to come full circle. And he started, I mean, you know, he's putting in the work. And he's like, it's not working for us. I'm putting in the work and it ain't happening. But then it came full circle. Last school year.
That's awesome. All right, so from what we have here, do we have your record at 4-6? Is that accurate?
No, that's incorrect. We are 8-5.
8-5. Okay. So, yes. See, like, this is just the information that we get out there. It's not the greatest, but I'm glad you could help us correct it. So you guys are 8-5. Tell us a little bit about how you guys have played so far this season and what you have coming up.
Well, we have East Hamilton coming up on Friday, which is a big district game for us.
Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, we're 2-1 in the district. We are just coming off. We lost to Central by 4 early, our first district game, and we didn't really play well at all. But, you know, it's you know, kids are kids. I mean, you expect big things out of them, and then they let you down. And then when you don't expect, then they come out and they play like world beaters. So, you know, as far as the season is going, we started out at Ray County in a Hall of Fame. We played Bledsoe up there and Ray County. We just came back from Carter. We played Carnes, Knoxville Carnes, CAK and Austin East last week in a Christmas tournament at Carter High School.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the season is going really well. I mean, last week was really good for us. We got to see 3 totally different styles of basketball. And, I mean, I tell my kids, like, if you want to be good, you got to go out here and beat people that's better than you.
Yeah.
So it's been that has been really helpful for us.
Absolutely. Love it. Coach Trey High, again, has been our guest here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show. He is the head coach at East Ridge. Check them out whenever you get a chance to go out there and see some East Ridge games. But, Coach, it's been a pleasure. Always good to chop it up with you, and we appreciate you being a guest here on the show here today.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. There he goes, Trey High, East Ridge High School head basketball coach. We come on back. KJ, what do you want to do? You want to do game of the week? You want to do player of the week? What are you feeling? Let's go player of the week. We'll talk player of the week. KJ will give you his player of the week when we come back right here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show on ESPN 95.3.
You're locked into Baseline to Baseline, the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Show on ESPN 95.3. For all the best high school basketball action across the Tennessee Valley, keep it tuned right here with your hosts, Greg Larned and KJ Simpson. Let's get back to the show. Fellas, what you got?
Back here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show, and we're at the end of the show. You know what that means. It's time for KJ to either pick a player of the week or game of the week, and he wants to go with a player.
So who blew up the box score recently? Here are Greg and KJ's local high school basketball players of the week.
Yeah, listen, hey, I'm going Chris Kennedy. The man was a sophomore guard from LFO. He had 29 points in the second half for seventh place, but 33 points in the whole game against Signal Mountain in the Best of Preps tournament. Shout out to him.
Yeah, and I'll take Baylor's Zane Ristelli. He was the MVP on the other side for Baylor, winning the Best of Preps high school basketball tournament. So shout out to both of those guys for being our players of the week. Want to say thank you to Randy Evans and Trey High for being our guests today. You, the listeners, contributors, could not do it without y'all. He's KJ Simpson. I'm Greg Larnard. Coming up next, it'll be Press Row. David Paschal and Wells Guthrie will be with you. I may have to sit in for David Paschal here at the beginning of the show. We'll see what happens. But that's coming your way next. They'll take you all afternoon. Stay safe out there. I can hear it raining outside. We got no windows in the studio, but I can hear it raining outside. That's how hard it's raining. So drive safe, and I will talk to you either in a few minutes or tomorrow on The Word with G. Peace and love.